Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Malka Bas Yehudis and for Ilan Yoel Ben Adina Baracha. We're going to be learning about Shliach Halacha the Kabbalah. We darshin in the Gemara above Mitziach of Beis, Kedusha Mem Aleph Amid Beis, Kentri Megamatem, the Rabbos HaShliach, and so Paskins the Rambam, that a person can make a Shliach to be Mafrish Chumas and Maisris, Kentri Megamatem, the Rabbos Shluchachem. Rambam says in the fourth parak of Chumas and Halacha Test that if somebody tells his partner or somebody in his home or his eved, his shivcha, to be Torah when they did it, and he's mevatel the shlichus before they did it, if the shliach didn't change from what he said to do, the truma is still a good truma. And the makor of the din was in the Yerushalmi, that as long as the shliach wasn't mishani, even if he didn't want it to be done, the truma is a good truma. The Rabbit is masig that the Yerushalmi is only according to Reish Lakish, who says that lo asi dibur mevatel dibur, and you can't be mevatel shlichus al yidei dibur. So according to him, the Yerushalmi was mamid the Mishnah and Trumas in a case where the shlich was mishana, and therefore it wouldn't work if he was mishana. But if he's not mishana, then it's gevaldik, even though the mishalech doesn't want it. But we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Thus, the dibur mevatel dibur, and the shliach can be mevatel the shlichus v'svarim. That's how the Rambam himself paskins. So even below shina shliach, the bitul shlichus should work. So how can the Rambam say that if he's mevatel the shliach is still a good shliach and the shlichus works? That's only Reish Lakish for it. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, asi dibur mevatel dibur. So even if he wasn't mishana, just the mishalech saying I don't want it is enough. So in the Tosas Rosh and Tosas Tuch, Kedushin and Tesam and Beis, they're tamei on the svar of Reish Lakish. A woman gives her rishus for a shliach to be mekadish her. She can't be mevatel the shlichus. So ask the Tosas Rosh, I don't understand. How can Reish Lakish say that a shliach can be mekadish her against her will? She's screaming she doesn't want, and the shliach can still be mekadish her. You're right, lo asi dibur mevatel dibur, according to Reish Lakish. The shlichus is still there. And if the Mishalech comes to be chozer maybe too low, so then you don't need a new minu, like it would according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says the shlichus is batal. But how can the shliach do for the Mishalech something he doesn't want, or something, in our case, she doesn't want? That's tamur. So we have a kasha now on Reish Lakish. How can Reish Lakish say that the shliach can do something for the Mishalech that the Mishalech doesn't want? So there's taka a Machlokas Rishonim and this Shaila. Can a shliach do something for the shliach against his will? If the shlichus isn't batel, we say in Gittin Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, the Gabi Shlech get liishto, and then he bumped into the mishalech. He bumped into the somebody sends a get to his wife, and then the shliach, the mishalech bumps into the shliach, and he says, the get that I gave you is batel. So you might think that he just wants to be mitzayer. Kamash Malon, the get is batel. What does this mean? So Rashi explains, we don't say that he doesn't really want to be mevatel the get. He just wants to be mitzayer's wife and hold it back a month or two. And therefore, he should give it anyway, because he doesn't really mean to be mevatel to get kamash malan. Kamash malan, no. That even though you just met him by chance, he doesn't mean to be mitzayer, or he really wants to be mevatel to get. And therefore, the get is batel. But what's the havmin? Havmin is maybe he just wants to play around, according to Rashi, play around with his wife, and hold back the get, and therefore he should give it anyway, kamash malan, that not. Frek the Rashban Rashi, I don't understand. Who cares if he wants to be mevatel totally, or he just wants to hold it back for a month or two? Benkach u'benkach, a shliach can't do against what the mishalech says. If the mishalech doesn't want it, the shliach can't do it. And therefore the Rashbi gives a different shot. The ma'od etema that he doesn't really mean to be mevatel to hold it back. He's just playing around with the shliach. And he's saying, I don't know, don't give it now. But he doesn't really mean it. And therefore, if he doesn't really mean it b'chlal, then of course he should give it. Kamash v'lan, then no, he means the get is actually batel. But according to Rashi, it's mashma that if we would say that he wants to be ma'akev the nesina just to be mitzayer's wife, the shliach could still give the get benigud against the will of the mishalech, because the mishalech wasn't mevatel the shlichus, like we see from Reish Lakish, that as long as the shlichus isn't batel, the person can still act against the will of the mishalech. And the Rashi says as far pshuta ma pitom, a shliach can never act against the will of the mishalech. So now Rashi doesn't make sense mitzad svara. How is Rashi going to defend himself that you can act against the will of the shliach can act against the will of the mishalech? But the Rashba is difficult from the Gemara, because the Rashba says the shliach can act against the mishalech, but Reish Lakish says that he can. And Rabbi Yochanan agrees in principle. He just holds that the whole shlichus is batel, asu dibur mevatel dibur. But if we didn't say asu dibur mevatel dibur, the shliach could act against the will of the mishalech. So how then is Rashba going to explain his tmiyah on Rashi? We have a Reish Lakish on our side that you have a person can act against the mishalech, and even Rabbi Yochanan agrees with that in principle. Just Rabbi Yochanan says that when he says that he's mevatel b'dibur, so the whole shlichus is batel. But in Svar, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that even though the Mishalech doesn't want it, as long as the Shliach is still a Shliach, he can do it. The Shliach can do it. So we can answer as follows. What's the yisod of the argument? Says our Gon Rav Arya Avozer, Shlita the Rashiv of Itri, upon whom we're basing the Shir. What's the yisod of the Machlokas of Rashbi and the Rashba? Rashba and Rashi. So the Achronim explained the Divrei Yecheskel and so Siman Lamed Vav Ve'od, that they're arguing about the basic fundamental question in Shlichus. Does the Shliach have independent koach to act? Or is he only acting mikoach the mishalech? The Or Samech talks about this in Gerush and Beis Tetzvav. The Kilus Yankiv and Gittin and Simon Yud Ches and Simon Chofei. Is it an independent koach or is it mikoach the mishalech? According to the first Sad, kolo de shlichus is betokef. He's pol mikoach atzmoy. Even if the Bailam don't want it, that's das Rashi, that you can act independently and you don't need the haskam of the Bailam. But if we say that the shlich doesn't have a koach atzmi, he's just the yada mishaleach. The mishaleach is acting through the shliach, so you can act independently, and that's the sheet of the Rashba. So they're really arguing on the way we view shlichus: is it an independent action of the shliach after he's given the power by the mishaleach or not? So the Divrei Yecheskel says that this is talui in the machlokas, the Rambam and the Tur, famous machlokas. Let's say the mishaleach became nuts, he became insane. Can the shliach still act on behalf of the mishaleach? The mishaleach is insane. Rashi learns, like the Rambam, like the Achronim learn in the Rambam, that the shlichus is still a good shlichus, even though the mishaleach is mishtate, but midoy raisa, the shlichus is a good shlichus. Why? Because the shliach is poel mikoach atzmo. And therefore he can give the get, even if the Bailam don't want, because he's acting mikoch atzmo medai rais. The Rashba holds no. Like the Tur, that the shliach is mikoch mishalcho, and therefore if the mishalech becomes insane, the shliach can't give the get. So therefore the Rashba is learning that the shliach is poel mikoch the mishalech, and mele if the mishalech is insane and the mishalech doesn't want it, then he can't act on behalf of the mishalech. But now we have a kasha from the Rashba himself, because the Rashba at the beginning of Perak Mishach so learns like the Rambam, that the shliach can do the shlichus even though the mishalech is mishtate. So you see that he's pol mikoach atzmo, and here he says no, that if the mishalech doesn't want it, the shliach can't do it. So we can be miyashiv this kasha that really the Rashba learns that the shliach is pol mikoach mishalcho, and therefore you can't be megarish against the will of the mishalech. He just learns that the shoite is different, because be'etzem ashot is barasiyas gerushin v'kedushin. Just his ma'isa is not a ma'isa. So therefore the shliach can do the ma'isa on behalf of the mishalech, the shoita, because the shoita is be'etzem roi, just that his ma'isa is not a ma'isa. And then the shliach can now go ahead and act in his behalf, because the shliach's ma'isa is a ma'isa. There's already a remesis in the Achiezer and Chelek Aleph, Simen Chof Ches, Yiv Kotten Ches, Bedas HaRambam, so learns the Kilus Yankiv and Gittin Yud Ches Beis. So therefore we see that even though, according to the Rashba, even though the Mishalech is Mishtate, he's crazy, the Shliach can still act in his behalf, because Be'etzem, he's Roy Lois Adover. All we need is some with Das, and the Shliach has Das, so it's Beseder. But when the Shliach, when the Mishalech says, no, I don't want it, then the Shliach cannot act, because again, the Shliach is only acting as the long hand of the Mishalech. So we have another Ha'ara, Rav Ozer says, another Ha'ara, that we learn in Das Rashi that he's holding like the Rambam, that the shliach is pol mikoach atzmi, he's an independent koach, and therefore if the mishalech became a shaita, the shliach is still as effective as d'oraisa. But it's mefurish in Rashi in Gittin Chav Ches Amar Aleph that if the mishalech dies, the shliach is batel nemeila, not like the Ktos HaChoshen learns b'daito. Ktos HaChoshen learns b'das Rashi that the Rashi that holds like the Rambam, that the shlichus is bein omedis, that the shlichus is still a valid shlichus, even though the mishalech was mishtate. That's how the Ksos learns in Rashi, like the Rambam says, that the shlichus is still a good shlichus, even though the mishalech was mishtate. But Rashi in Gittin says in Daf Chav Ches that if the shliach dies, the shlichus is batel. Why? If you have a koyach atzmi, then why should the shlichus be batal? Let the mishalech die. But he is an independent koach, besides the mishalech, so let him do it. So we have to be mechalek between a shoyte and a dead person. When the guy dies, there's nothing to talk about anymore. The whole shlichus is off. You can only talk about a shlich when there's a mishalech. But as long as the shlich is still alive, even if he's a shoyte, so the shliach can still be is po mikoach atzmo, because there is a shlichus in the world. So let him be a shoyte. But midairaisa, you can still act on behalf of the mishalech, because he's acting mikoach atzmi. He has his own independent koach. So we don't care about the fact that the mishalech is insane. However, we are still left with our original question on the Rashba. How does the Rashba learn bipshitus that even though the shlichus isn't batal, the Rashba says bipshitus that even though the shlichus isn't batal, the shliach cannot be megaresh shelo midas mishalcho. And we wanted to say that possibly that's universal. Rabbi Yochanan also agrees, in theory, that if the shlichus isn't batal, it can't be megaresh negadas mishalcho. But from Reish Lakish we see that he can. For Shlakish, we see a woman gives her shus to her shliach to be mekadesh her. She can't be mevatel the shlichus, even if she wants it. Reish Lakish says that you can. And again, in principle, Rabbi Yochanan would also agree that as long as the shlichus isn't batal, he holds us deeper about the libur. But he also, even as long as the shlichus isn't batal, so the shliach can be poel shelo midas mishalech. So what's the big tmi of the Rashba when we see such a thing in the Gemara? That's Reish Lakish, possibly from Rabbi Yochanan in principle. That's what we want to understand, how the Rashba learns Bipshitus, that when the Shliach is in Batal, and there's still Shlichus, it can't be that the Shliach is Megaresh Shalomi Das Mishalcha. It can't be that the Shliach goes against the Das Mishalach. Why not? Reish Lakish, we see that he can. So we have a lot more to discuss on this topic. Big yisodos in Inyan Yishlichus. And I'm hoping Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach that in the next shir we will lay down these principles and we will be so much wiser and seen it flows. Itaros Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.